Well, at the half-year mark, Eskom's financial position shows a significant improvement. Revenues up just over 24% thanks to a recovery in demand and sales volumes coupled with higher tariffs. Net profit in the meantime grew from just under R1 billion to over R9 billion. But the utility forecasts that these profit gains will all be lost at financial year end in March. But on a brighter note, the utility also managing to cut its gross debt by 15% during the period. So joining us now on the line is company CEO André de Ruyter to unpack these numbers in a bit more detail, especially putting some light on the where to from here. Thanks so much, André, for your time this evening. So to talk about net profit, sales volumes up, revenue picking up as a result of higher sales volumes, tariff increases as well. But I've got to ask, what impact has load shedding this year had on Eskom's latest financial in terms of, you know, lost sales, but also from a cost perspective?
So, Alicia, first of all, when we try and avoid load shedding, we consume a lot of diesel for our open cycle gas turbines. And this is an extraordinarily expensive effort and obviously costs us a lot of money. So we have incurred for the year, some R2.5 billion in diesel cost. And that, I think, is a very good reflection of the cost of the lack of reliability of our generation system. In addition to that, we have lost sales to the tune of 427 gigawatt hours. And at roughly R1.31 kilowatt hour, you can do the math. It is a big number that our lack of availability from our generation system costs us. So our response really, and this is the black spot on our results, has been the performance of our generation division. And we are going to pull out all the stops to turn that around and get greater reliability into the system.
Absolutely, especially if you're looking at the fact that you're still sitting with a net finance cost of R165.6 billion, and this despite you know, gross debt coming down now at R392 billion, André. So that unsustainable. What's the plan when it comes to getting more of a handle on that debt position?
So as you said, debt come down by 15%, which is a movement in the right direction. But even so, our net debt service cost of some R26 billion is still our second highest expense item after our primary energy or coal cost. It's even higher than our employee cost, which gives you an indication for how unsustainable this burden is. So we've been advocating quite strongly that we need an equity injection of around about R150 billion in order for us to become sustainable. If you combine this equity injection with increased tariffs, we are confident that we will be a financially self-sustaining business. There remains a gap, but we as management are confident that we can bridge that gap by improved cost control and minding the basics of the business.
Is that even, André, as you get thrown with a demand of a 15% wage increase from workers? I mean, that's something that's been tabled amidst it all, and one assumes that throws quite a spanner in the works.
Yeah, so what we've done with a 15% wage demand, as Eskom, as the employer, we have implemented a 1.5% increase, which we're entitled to do. This is now the subject of arbitration, but it's really a matter of what the company can afford, bearing in mind that we have not engaged in any forced retrenchments and the fact that for a number of years now, workers belonging to our bargaining units have enjoyed the compounding effect of above-inflation increases. So unfortunately, given the financial of the business, We all have to make some sacrifices.
Absolutely. And I mean, that has been the kind of rhetoric that's come through from Eskom, you know, through it all. On the side of labor, though, and workers, André, they've been pointing at past corruption, you know, at the entity, asking why they've got to suffer as a consequence. So where are things at when it comes to bringing people to book for maladministration?
We have recorded a couple of successes in our fight against corruption, recovering 1.577 billion from ABB. We're in the process of pursuing similar size claims against other contractors at Kusile in conjunction with a special investigating unit. We have gone after a number of other firms, but regrettably, we have not seen the type of criminal prosecution, which of course is outside of Eskom's remit, that would really act as a deterrent to corrupt behavior. And we look forward to those arrests taking place in the very near future.
With that coming to the fore on that end, how much of that being extended to reining in your municipal arrear debt? That now sits at about 40.9 billion rand as at the end of September, Andre.
Well, the number has since gone up. It's about 42.5 billion, which is a completely unsustainable number. We simply cannot extend credit to municipalities while we have this huge debt burden ourselves. And we are therefore working now together with National Treasury on an arrangement that will enable us to comprehensively deal with municipal debt. But of course, fundamentally, the answer to this issue is that consumers have to pay for what they consume, and that includes municipalities. It is simply unsustainable to provide free electricity to everybody, bearing in mind that we have a program for indigent users so that they can also have the luxury of electricity.
All of this on a very operational basis, Andre, but it plays itself out within a broader context. Amidst it all, we've got NUM having taken a stance saying that they'll not be quiet while Eskom's privatized from the back door. It's insistent that Eskom remain a state-owned company, not be privatized. I know that you're still within your 7 to 14 day period for a response, but this is not an issue that hasn't been responded to before. Has anything shifted from your side in terms of response?
No, not at all. We have had no direction at all from our shareholder indicating any intention to privatize Eskom, which is sold off an equity stake in Eskom. So for the moment, we remain a wholly owned state enterprise. And of course, if the shareholder decides to put Eskom or part of Eskom up for sale, then that's a policy.
Yeah. Well, we follow things there as they unfold, of course, Andre. Let's take a look at some of the recent announcements that's come through as far as, meeting minimum emission standards are concerned. We've had the Department of Environmental Affairs having rejected Eskom's application to allow it to pollute more than is legally allowed, losing generating power. What does this mean as far as generation capacity is concerned from here on out now?
We lodged an appeal against the decision made by the Department of Environment. That appeal was submitted today. That suspends any requirement from us to shut down power stations. And we are confident that the Department of the Environment will treat this appeal in a fair and equitable manner. And I'm informed that the department will, in fact, issue a statement later today that will comprehensively deal with this issue.
While you wait for a response from that end, Andre, what strides are being made to meet minimum emission standards at Eskom?
We need to, if we want to comply with emission standards as regulated, invest in excess of 300 billion rand to become compliant. Now, this is money that, unfortunately, we don't have and will therefore have to come either from electricity consumers or from the taxpayer. We believe that a better strategy is to pursue the just energy transition, which seeks to not only decarbonize but also have no or low emission technologies, including potentially natural gas, that we believe is a more economic decision for the country at this point in time, bearing in mind that many of our power stations are rapidly approaching the end of their life.
Yeah. You touched on 300 billion rand there. How does that translate, to tariffs? Because I assume this takes things then well beyond that 20% tariff increase that's already been applied for.
But if we have to invest that $300 billion, that will mean that tariffs will have to go up by an additional 5%. But I have to stress that this is the outcome which we as Eskom would like to avoid. We would rather make sure that money goes into the creation of new generation capacity with a much lower environmental footprint.
Yeah, if the outcome from the Department of Environmental Affairs isn't what you want it to be or expect it to be, Andre, could the country face a stage 8 blackouts? Those have been some of the headlines doing the rounds. Is that on the cards, a very black Christmas potentially?
No, I don't think there's a risk of significant load shedding, certainly not to the extent during the festive season. I think the reports to that extent have been rather dramatic, and I think what we should do is to trust in the process. As I said, I think it's going to be a fair and equitable process. All stakeholders will be allowed to make submissions, and let's wait for the outcome of that. But for the moment, any shutdown has been suspended by the appeal.
Let's leave it there, Andre. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Eskom CEO, Andre de Ruyter.